welcome to Come to Your Senses with Carlos Jaime. Oh boy, we got to start. We've already been talking for hours, it seems like, about
hours
about Indianapolis, Indiana,
the concept of a boilermaker.
Oh, Ibis, yeah. Ibis, right?
An Ibis, because should I explain?
Sure.
I went to the University of Miami, and we are Hurricanes,
right?
And the mascot is an Ibis because it is the last animal to disappear before a hurricane.
Wow. Not even the alligator will say, I'm out of here.
I don't know from a scientific point of view.
Right.
I am only quoting my school.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I haven't researched it beyond that. But I think.
I'm pretty sure. You know what? I'm going to say this. An alligator. They could be scary, but they're very overrated. We're out. See you later.
It could be that exactly. They're smart. They're like, yeah.
Like, we've been here. We've been in this planet for a long time. I've heard about this weather. I'm out. See you guys later.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
see you guys in a few days. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I don't know. What do you think?
I like your theory that the Ibises are stupid, so they didn't catch on to the hurricane and they hang around.
Is there a lot of feathers when the university after a hurricane? And you go like, wow, why is there the Ibis like all over the place? You know, they're all dead or something. Has that ever happened?
I might be making this up, but they might also be the first bird to reappear after a hurricane.
Oh, so there's.
So they're just resilient as hell.
Wow. Well, very good. Well, let me introduce my guest. Let me introduce the one that's talking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. She is a Jill. I'm going to say a Jill of all trades. I'm going to say that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
And she is from the friendliest city in the whole world. She said it herself, and she's probably the funniest girl in the whole world. Why not, right? Miss Kate Huffman.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, it's a friendly town. I was just saying, I get overwhelmed when I go back.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary.
I'm like, whoa, okay, guys.
If you go to Target over there, is it like, or is it, do you like several people come to your and say, do you need help, ma'am? Do you need help? Or
anything, yeah, but absolutely. But it's. Yeah. It's not even that. It's just they're so interested in everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my, really? Wow. Oh, you're shopping for back to school? That's so great. Oh my, you know what? Okay.
Wow.
You wait and see what we have in store. We just got these in store today.
My gosh.
You're going to love them.
Oh, I'm already uncomfortable. I'm already, you know what? I'll be like, you know what? I gotta go. I'm sorry. It's kind of weird.
But then they would. But then
I would have called for the manager.
Pick up on it and back off. And they'd be like, "Oh, okay, okay, yeah, no, that's okay. I'll just stand over here if you need me.
Like, right stand over there.
It's yeah. But I'm right here. But I won't bug you.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that's a great character. That would be a fun character. I would call the manager. I'd be like, and then the manager is like really even over, super over. Yeah. He's like, you want me to give you a ride home? I'll take you a ride home right now. And it's like, no, I have my own car. Wow, that's a great town, though. I'm gonna say that's great because I'm from born and raised here, and it could be rough. We're rough around the edges here in Angelina, Los Angeles. It could be rough around. There's some people that are like down to earth and everything else, but sometimes.
No, I feel you. I've been here a while.
Yeah, like you said,
And we have shady people in Indianapolis. I'm not saying we don't. Yeah.
I gotta meet that person.
Well, no, there's bad parts of town.
Everybody has a bad part like that where you're like, I wouldn't go over there at night or even during the middle of the day. But if you gotta go, you gotta go.
I kind of grew up in that area. But
oh, really?
For the first, but I'm probably digressing.
Really? Well.
I mean, we were just, hi, I'm Kate Huffman, right? That's where we were.
Were you in a gang? Were you in a gang, Kate? No, I was gang. Oh, wow.
I wasn't. Wow. I lived in the ghetto.
The ghetto right there.
For a
ghetto,
while, right. And it was a little shady.
That's all, okay.
But we made it out of there alive.
Yeah, that's good. You gotta, you know what? You're a tough cookie, too. I could see that, too. You know, you can hold your own.
That's right.
And a knife fight, you would do pretty good after the show right there. So, Kate, how you doing?
Oh, I'm excellent. Thank you.
You're doing good? Well,
yeah.
You know what?
Thanks so much for having me.
No, thanks for coming to do the show. We got a great show. We got three things we're going to do to look at.
Okay.
The Last Witch Hunter, starring Vin Diesel.
Oh, wow.
Do you find him appealing or whatsoever? Or are you just like, no, it's just Vin Diesel.
Yeah, no, I find him funny.
Yeah, really?
But, like, as a human, I don't see his movies. Right. I feel no need to see Vin Diesel movies or to take any interest in his career or his doings.
Right, right. Well, you know what? We're going to show you a trailer of a movie that you probably will never see.
That's probably true, but I'm excited to see the trailer.
The last, I guess he hunts witches.
Ooh. Does it take place in Salem, Massachusetts? Are you showing me The Crucible?
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. He's one of those guys that it's like he's been doing this for centuries or whatever, and he's now stuck in modern day or something. And he's like,
it's like vampire.
Style. But he's like a witch hunter. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see.
He's some immortal being.
Yeah.
Whose sole purpose on this planet is to hunt out the evil specific to Wiccan
and
women.
Yeah. And that was the thing. And I'm like, well, aren't they guy with like warlocks? They call them, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on there?
They used to call them warlocks till I guess they still do.
Was it to the rights when they came out? Is that what
I was thinking Harry Potter and they say wizards, and then I'm like, wait, that's a whole other thing. Wizards are,
I guess,
not
wizards
witches.
Are the more good. Well, I guess they're good, but they could be annoying as well. They could be a little too much, I think, wizards sometimes.
I think there's just good wizards and evil wizards.
Evil wizards and
female wizards and male wizards.
Wizards, yeah. But
witches
there are,
and warlocks are a different thing.
Yeah. Witches, I don't know. I guess are they like, they're the one that casts spells on you. Mm-hmm. It could be good or bad, you know.
True.
I've seen Bewitched. I remember seeing that, you know, so mm-hmm. I remember that. But they should have, you know, they had a couple of warlocks. I mean, I call them warlocks, you know, why not? You know,
yeah.
They're guys and everything, they're cousins.
Good term. Let's bring it back.
It's like, I feel like it's almost like it's like on PC to say warlock. Is that like is that the new thing?
I don't think so. I think my response, I led you astray with my initial reaction.
Just checking. Don't want to offend anybody who's a warlock.
Okay.
I don't know. Warlock Americans, they could call them whatever it is. I don't know. But wow. So that, and it's starring, Michael Caine is in this one.
Really? Right? Ben Diesel and Michael Caine.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Wow.
So which means Michael Caine is like, you know what? I've done enough good movies.
Well, he's also done a lot of bad movies.
Yeah. And I've done bad movies. And I saw some money, you know what? And I'm going to get the money. You know,
what's he got to lose?
No, he has one of my favorite. I love saying this story because I said it probably on the show before, and I love it. It's almost like I feel like they should do a movie or they should do a TV show or something. I don't know, but Michael Caine is one of those actors. You know, he used to do these tapes. He would tell people how to act.
He has a book. I had to buy it in college. It's part of my curriculum.
And it's like, and it's like, it tells you even like if you wink or even if you do this, you know, all these things, right? All these methods that he had, all these tricks of the trade that he had developed. And he was this actor and he took pride in his field, right? Uh-huh. So, I think he was nominated for Academy Award, but never won. So,
Michael Caine,
right? So, but he got, I guess his agent said like, hey, we're getting an offer from Jaws 4 the movie, the producers from Jaws 4, and they're going to give you a shitload of money just to be in the movie. And it's in the Bahamas. And he's, you know, he just said it like, awesome, I'll do it. It was like a huge paycheck. I'll do it. I'll sell out. I'm, you know.
Right.
And then, but prior to he had done that movie, he had done Jaws 4. He had done Hannah and Her Sisters.
Right.
And he got nominated.
Yeah.
For Academy Award, and he won for Best Supporting Actor. And he couldn't accept it. He wasn't there because he was filming Jaws 4. So I'm like, oh my God, the guy, one time he had to get one. Like, I mean, he won later on in the Academy Award, I think for Cider House Rules, I think it was. But the one time where he was like, here I am, like, here's the spotlight. Like, here's my, it's like, no, I'm sorry. I wish they would have done it. It's like, I'm doing a shitty movie right now, but I want to thank the Academy.
Right.
So, but I got paying, they're paying me a lot of movie and I'm in the Bahamas. Why not? You know?
Yeah, man. I mean, he couldn't have known.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, that just sounds like an unfortunate. Yeah, that would have sucked. I bet he was real mad. Yeah.
Right. I know. I would have been.
I don't think you could go back and be like, No, yeah. I'm not going to do it. Maybe. I don't know. I think, it was a truly garbage movie.
Yeah, Jaws. I don't know if you've ever seen Jaws 4 or know about it.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not
that bad. Yeah. You're right. He should have known better.
Yeah.
He got greedy.
Thank you.
Come on, dude.
Come on. And then we're going to do Gemini Holograms. I was talking to you earlier about this.
It's like, right.
You don't know much about this, but it's based on a cartoon. Mm-hmm.
I remember the cartoon. I was not like a gem head as
a lot of gem heads. I used to watch a cartoon. You know, it was the same people that did Transformers and G.I. Joe when I was kid. And I used to watch it and I'm like, why not?
You know, yeah.
It's got the same feel.
I didn't really watch any of those.
It's a weird.
I watched a lot of cartoons, so I don't know how I missed it. But
yeah, I don't know. I'll show you later. I might show a clip of the cartoon.
Cool.
We'll see. And then of course,
I'm not going to dictate the rules of your podcast.
Okay, calm down. Okay.
More clips.
And then we're going to do Supergirl, the new TV show that's coming out.
Aha.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I've not. I think I did see that trailer. But
you know what? I think you could have been in that Supergirl.
Oh, that's kind of you to say. Would you go be a producer, please?
Would
you go produce television?
Jorge, who's right here. Jorge, let's take note. Right after the show, I will become a producer.
Yay!
I think I have to go to producing school, but probably not.
No, just do it.
Right. There you go. And I will cast you as... Now, if Supergirl, the TV show, which we're going to do, if that doesn't work out, I will go back. I will be a producer, and I will come back, and I'll say, you know what? Let's do another Supergirl. And I found a new... Because she's from Indiana, which is close enough, Kansas. Close enough.
Yeah,
right?
She can play...
She's friendly.
A Target manager who stands in the corner and gives people their space.
Exactly.
Until they're hurt, and then she saves
she does have to save the fuck out. You know what? Superman did have to save the fuck out of people. Okay?
Yeah,
that's the way he made him Superman, you know? You got to deal with it. But, man, it's crazy. I normally do a segment called News of the World...
News of the world
here, but there's been so much crazy news stuff going on. You know, forget about the debates.
Yeah,
let's forget
that's
about
madness.
That.
That's just ridiculous. Entertainment. Yeah, that's not news.
Yeah,
is it?
Right. It's the Syria with Russia. Come on, forget about that. That's not. But I mean, there's a funny couple of funny things I saw. Like, did you hear about this where the aunt is suing her 8-year-old nephew or sued him?
No.
Yeah. The 8-year-old nephew was, they were at a party or something, and the 8-year-old saw his aunt and got, you know, he's like a kid, you know, and he got excited and he jumped on her aunt and she fell down and broke her wrist. And she went to court. She said, I'm suing the shit out of my nephew for breaking my wrist.
What the hell? Is the nephew's from some big rich family and she's hard up?
No, I don't.
I mean, this is a movie plot.
Yeah,
it's a Judge Judy case.
It's nothing else. It should have been. If Judge Judy had a case like this, I would be like, I'm in.
Yeah, I know.
I'm in.
Yeah,
you know,
because, she's been all over that woman.
Oh my God. How do you do? Can you do? I mean, do you have any niece and nephews or a cousin?
I have a nephew. Oh. Yes. He's new, so he makes me smile.
Oh, congratulations.
Very much. Yeah.
Now, how new is he? Is he like 6 months? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or less, like 5 months.
Wow. So would you, if he broke your
arm.
Today! Oh, shit. Oh, what, you want
five
to stop? Should
today?
We stop the podcast and call your sibling here?
I just did the math. It's October 15th.
Wow.
Anyway, sorry.
No, that's cool. That's fine. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if the baby spit on you, would you sue the baby? I don't think you, no,
of course
could.
No. That baby is far away from me in Indianapolis,
right.
And I hate it.
Right.
So when I see him, he is full reign to spit.
He might sue you.
Away.
I think he might. He might be annoyed, or you might injure him, and he might sue you. How about that?
Why would he be malicious?
He's
met me for like 3 days, but he loves me. Damn it!
These kids these days, they want the quick payout. You know, it's not like the old days. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure. Can a baby sue?
His parents are doing much better than this aunt, this sad aunt out in L.A.
Really?
Sad Aunt Kate out there. Just kidding. No, I'm awesome Aunt Kate.
Yeah, you're awesome. Yeah,
I don't know.
That. You're
I
super
do have a
Kate.
Fear. He's like not sentient yet, but I do have a mild fear of being like that. Oh, that Kate out there.
Oh, boy. Well, that's great. You know, yeah, when there's a baby, it's for me, when there's a newborn, it's kind of weird because you're like, oh, it's so delicate. Like, I don't want to, mm-hmm. you know, pick it up. But then once you get to the months time, then you start going like, and you're like, yeah, you can't help
it.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, I met him when he was like 6 months and, mm-hmm. This is going to turn into like baby talk. Baby talk podcast. No. I don't.
Okay. That would have been great if we just talked baby talk the whole time.
I'm just like, if you get me started, it's like, they're so amazing. Like,
yeah.
They're tiny humans figuring out the world, and it's amazing. And it's annoying to me that I think that because I used to not care at all. And now it just makes me very aware that I must be aging because suddenly babies are amazing.
Crazy baby. Yeah. But you know, the thing is though, it's, you're in a good spot because I know, see, I'm in a good spot because I have friends that have babies and everything else, but it's like, once they're crying and the other stuff, I'm like, I'm not dealing with that.
I don't want kids. Yeah. I don't want them.
Right.
But as an aunt, it's great. Yeah. I just get to go hang out. And, exactly. and if he's crying for a while, I don't mind. I'm like, oh, I love you. I'm trying to make you stop crying, but I don't want him forever.
Yeah. I don't know. This Sorry. You don't want the baby. You're like, you know what? Take this thing. Please.
Yeah. Well,
go
know,
back to the hospital.
I'm going to go sleep.
Yeah.
You guys get to party all night.
Wow. That's, oh my gosh. That's a crazy world.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah, I don't think that family is going to be, it's going to be very awkward during the holidays. That's all I got to say. You know?
Right.
That's a little weird. That's
it's out of control.
Yeah. And then I was looking at, and it said, oh, this cracked me up. I don't know why. This was kind of fucked up. I don't know. I thought this was kind of weird where it says, women's eyes sealed shut after friends. I can't even read this.
Yeah,
it says, okay, women's eyes sealed shut after friend mistakes glue for eye drops.
Oh, no.
Is that possible? Has that happened? I guess.
How could it? It can't be sealed shut forever.
No. What do you have to do?
That would happen. That could easily happen.
But like, isn't it like something when you have glue, don't you have to get like hot water? It's like, I saw that.
Oh, to get it open? I have no idea, to be honest with you. I have definitely had glue get in awful places. Like, super glue will stick your thumb and finger together.
For a while.
Yeah, like really tight.
Like, you're going to be doing that okay sign.
Yeah.
For a long time.
It's like, everything is okay.
So if you're at a restaurant and the waiter, you know, asks you, is everything okay? You know, you don't have to do it. You have to say anything. You're just already there.
Or you're just like, no, it's not. Stop looking at my hand. I'm not happy with the meal. God damn it.
I'm making a point. It's not an okay hand. It's a making a point hand, you know?
The meat is horribly undercooked hand.
Exactly. You know, both of us are doing the okay symbol, but it's a very firm okay.
Yes.
It's not like
it firmly.
Yeah. It's not like, okay, you know, like you're just standing back, you know? So that's how the Democratic debates were. It's like a lot of, you know, firm hand gestures and stuff like that.
Also realizing if you did have your thumb and pointer finger glued together, you could just put the other three fingers down.
You could, but then it's almost like you're telling someone to shut up, like, you know, or just,
right,
or not,
those are your
or,
options.
Right.
You listen to me.
Yeah. Okay. You're even firmer in a way. You're like, now that's the thing. When you have the same waiter at the restaurant and you're saying, no, everything's okay, then you could just lower the fingers down and be like, listen, this is what's not okay. And then you could just tell them exactly what
you're doing. Then when they fix it, then,
Yeah, there you go. There you go. See? Perfect. Right here. But yeah,
anyway, that doesn't address this woman's problem.
Yeah.
At all.
No, but it says an unlucky woman. I mean, really? Huffington Post, whoever wrote this, is an unlucky lady. But it's like, it does remind me. It was just kind of like, this is in Florida, by the way.
Lots of crazy stories come out of Florida, don't they?
It does happen. It's weird. Yeah. I don't know. And it says Catherine Gatos of Lantana. That's a good name for us. It sounds like a typical Florida name.
Yeah, it does.
Lantana.
Correct.
It's like, where are you from? Lantana, Florida. Oh, fuck.
That's
pretty fucked
up. That says something.
let's just say the Evis or whatever does not hang out there.
No.
No, he'd rather hang out on a hurricane.
Yeah.
It says, got a piece of debris in her eye while blowing leaves last week. Okay. She called to a friend for help. But instead of coming back with eye drops, the friend returned with a small bottle of fingernail glue.
Oh, fingernail glue. okay.
Okay.
Less strong.
Okay.
I have great experience with fingernail glue.
Right. Okay.
Because I chew my nails up, and then when I have to go, like, play a role somewhere, I have to glue nails on
right.
to look like a human, that is respectable.
You got a little nervous there, you know?
I never chewed my nails in my life till I moved to L.A.
Wow.
I developed nail biting as an adult. That's what this city does.
Isn't
that weird?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I used to bite my nails when I was a kid.
I know.
And
not
I had
me.
A,
and then Didn't, I, nope.
No. Do you ever... Is it ever that bad where you even the fake nails? Have you bitten the fake
nails? Oh, I bite them off in 2 days.
Wow.
I bite the fake nails off so fast.
Wow.
I consume a lot of bad
fake nail chemicals. Is it stress or is it hunger? Like, what is it both?
Both nervous. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. But they're great. I mean, I love it.
Wow. So,
weird.
Isn't that like a strange addiction? Our obsession. What's that show on TLC or something? I'm as a producer, I'm calling TLC after the show right now to get you on there.
Okay.
That might, you know, open some eyes
promote
up.
Promote the reboot of Supergirl, which is currently yet to even air.
They could have two Supergirls on, you know.
But it's the thing when people try to get me to quit, I'm like, all right, I get that. I should quit. But it is. I don't want to do it, like,
right.
But it's really satisfying. Like, I really
it. It's a habit, and people say it's a bad habit, but sometimes bad habits can be enjoyable. Yeah,
yeah.
It can be, like,
I guess it's
a stress reliever.
I clearly get something from it, yeah.
Right. It's the same when people crack their knuckles. I mean, people just do that all the time, and it's not like they're being rude or anything. Sometimes they don't even know that they're doing it, you know, that they're...
Right.
So I get it. I get it right there. But
but the nail glue also strongly adhesive, but nothing like super glue. I was afraid this woman had super glue all over her.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know. It seems to me, and it says right here, eyes glinting, eyes. I can't even read.
Yes, you can. You can do it.
Okay. I've gone this
way.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. See, you're good.
Thanks.
It says eyes getting glued shut doesn't appear to be as uncommon as one would hope. Dr. Pankaj Gupta, assistant professor of ophthalmology at Case Western Reserve. Oh my god!
Yeah. What
I'm already having trouble reading, and I think I just picked the hardest fucking part of the fucking article. This is ridiculous.
Okay,
Dr. Pankaj Gupta, the assistant professor. Professor of ophthalmology. That's what it says.
Of what?
Here. It says, I mean, maybe, I don't know. It's like.
Oh, ophthalmology.
Okay. Right. Well, if you want to get specific, right? Whatever that is, I don't know. At Case Western Reserve University, told ABC News, he's seen multiple cases of this happening.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Poor humans.
So, yeah, but it reminded me, like, it's like a Three Stooges thing, you know,
it's an I Love Lucy episode for sure.
Yeah. Ah! It's like that or something, because I remember seeing Three Stooges and, you know, come on, of course.
Yes.
And they glued Moe's by accident, had a sponge or something stuck in his mouth.
Yeah.
Or something, like a paintbrush that
blew.
And they didn't know how to take it off. And then Larry comes out with a boiling hot kettle, like, you know, with water, burning hot, scalding water, and says, calm down, I'll get this out. And then he just pours it down.
Ow.
And it worked. It got him out. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
So I'm just saying. But it's.
So did it say that they used hot water or what they do to this poor woman?
Let me see. Where does it say? It says, okay, it says.
What did Gupta do?
Yeah, Gupta didn't do anything. He just commented.
He just quoted.
Yeah.
Never mind.
He was the one available at Case Western Reserve University.
And it's so uncommon. He's like yawning. Nail glue.
Yeah, he's like, can you imagine, like, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the mascot is at Case Western University. Is it an I think it's an ibis?
An ibis.
Is it an ibis? I think maybe.
It's a blind ibis. Blind ibis to this situation.
Oh, boy. It's like, thanks, Pankaj, or whatever your name is. Let's see. I don't know. It says 8 days after the accident, her eye was still stuck shut.
Oh, no.
She told the outlet that a doctor had given her antibiotics and ointment. So the doctor was like, sorry, you got to wait it out, honey.
Antibiotics and ointment.
And it says right here, but wouldn't treat her for any further.
You can't put hot water on there.
Yeah, I don't know. And I guess
it's blinding. Scalding hot, blinding water, yeah.
It says they wouldn't treat her any further because she didn't have the money to pay. That
sucks. Everyone's life.
I think I smell a lawsuit, you know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know though. Well, if she wants to sue her friend, like that bitch aunt, you know.
Is her name right? Aunt, man. You had one job to do, get eye drops, not, but who does eye drops?
I don't know. I do dumb things, so I could see myself doing something dumb.
I could do things. See, I do things. I'm klutzy, but I'm my own klutzy. But when it comes to somebody else, I'm a little bit more careful.
I would like to say the same, but I'm not sure. I lose things. I lose a lot of things. It's
like how, what things like what
my
like
key, my, like I won't keys.
Well, everyone loses.
I lock my keys in the car or my home so often.
Really,
like I have to have spare keys everywhere. It's bizarre though how often I do it, and I'll do other things. Like I'll lose. Oh gosh, I lose stuff, man. Right. And then I stop. I'm like, I'm a smart person. I swear to God, I am. I don't know how this dumbness. If follows me everywhere.
The baby hears this, it's not going to like it.
I won't lose
I'm just saying.
Your baby, Molly Huffman. if you can trust me.
Just saying. I don't know. The baby's a little nervous. Just saying. It's like, I don't want to get lost. I don't know. I don't want to be locked inside here.
I won't like a baby in a car. It's just my stupid keys.
No. You know, I have the same issues, but it's... I mean, everyone has, you know, I've done things where it's like, okay, I lost. Like, I always lost, you know, I locked myself out of my apartment or whatever. But, I mean, those are common things. But some people do that to babies sometimes. But will they forget to...
Yeah.
Like, didn't somebody happen where they forgot their kid in the car or something?
I mean, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck?
But that's also like...
It's like, oh, shit, I have a baby. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I feel like the level of exhaustion that comes with new parenthood can make you so out of your mind that I think it's more forgivable than we might imagine.
Really?
You know, I mean, I haven't experienced that. I haven't experienced... 6 weeks on end of 2 hours of sleep. Like a human body needs sleep.
Oh yeah.
They go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. They go.
Also, if it's a woman and her body is recovering from having been torn to shreds, that's a lot of energy that your body is expending as well.
What happened? Wait, did this happen to you? Did you get, no.
I'm talking about the act of giving birth.
Okay. Okay. Let's calm down. Okay. Let's calm down.
I'm not exaggerating.
It is.
You get torn up.
You get torn up there. It's two ways out, right? It's the regular way and then the C-section, right?
Right.
And because my
I don't think C-sections are super common though.
Yeah, not a whole lot. It's the natural way. You definitely want it. Was your sister like when she drugged up when she had the baby? Like
she had an epidural, but it's painful, man.
Yeah.
She was in a lot of pain. It wasn't easy.
I wonder, a living thing is coming out of you.
Yeah, isn't it bizarre? Oh, man, I told you, I'm going to make this all about babies. What are we?
Baby talk?
Woman with eye, blue eyeballs.
I guess she has blue eyeballs after whatever eye drops. Glue eyeballs. There we go. Even better. Imagine if she became like a superhero, like in the eye drops, like the glue made her like see... the future.
Then we'd all be pouring nail glue in our eyes.
That's true.
And suffering for 8 days, but perhaps the burden of that foresight would be too much.
Right. Wow. There we go. I think so. Well, I'll be like, let me see. Yeah. I don't know. There we go. There we go.
What is this?
That's Three Stooges. There we go. That was in the hospital room. That's where they're in the emergency room.
Nice.
Here we go. Okay. Well, let's get down to. Yeah, I was going to tell you another story that they found because it's Halloween and everything.
Yeah.
And there was a dead body. They found like a woman like a body of a woman in front of a house, but people passed by it because they thought it was a freaking decoration.
Oh, wow.
So that's a problem sometimes with Halloween. Like, you could get away with a lot. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah,
it's,
you can.
Or something, because if I saw that, like, I don't know, like, my couple apartments, like, in the window, they have, like, these fake severed limbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do the limb out of the trunk.
Yeah, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit. And I'm like, if that was a real thing, I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking it's Halloween. It's a joke. It's a goof or whatever, you know? So, yeah.
But what kind of body? Like, was she like a bloody murdered body?
Yeah.
Or was
she just, like, she was really? Like beaten up and everything. And I don't know. That's the thing. I think it was like, I don't know if she was alive at the time or whatever, but she was hanging on the fence. And it was like one of those things, I think she was trying to escape or whatever it was. And then, but no one, like some people probably passed by and they're like, oh, it's doll or whatever, you know.
So had she been like beaten?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they. Okay.
And I think she was trying to like run out of her house. I guess. She was so bloodily beaten that she collapsed on her fence and died. And nobody knows. Wow, that's a horrible story.
Yeah, so that's
where was this?
I don't remember where. But let's just say Halloween's not gonna be the same in that town, you know, that neighborhood.
No kidding. I'm so curious where that is.
We'll get down to my I'll do an investigation. But I did see it. It freaked me. I was just like, I saw the headline and I'm like, what? Like that is that? I guess it could happen.
Yeah, people go to extreme.
You know?
Extremes.
Yeah,
extremes.
Exactly. You never know.
Yes.
It's just you want to see. I think someone's ready for some trailers.
Oh yeah, let's do this.
Down the pike.
Down the pike.
Baby, let's get down the pike. Because speaking of Halloween, we got, again, we were talking about Vin Diesel and The Last Witch Hunter starring
Very there. Halloween.
Let's see right here. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I don't know. I'm supposed to do this walk for cystic fibrosis with the team that's going to be dressed as superheroes because it's my friend's niece who loves superheroes and has it. And I need to figure. So I just thought of that because it's Supergirl. So I don't know. Some superheroes who I'm going to
be. I think
it's
Supergirl. Perfect. I'm a producer. You're a perfect Supergirl.
I don't know. I want to be Supergirl.
Well, if you sound like that, I'd be weird. I'd be like, imagine if Supergirl sounded like that. I'd be like, what?
I don't know if I want this job.
Like, I don't know if I want to say. I mean, he looks kind of gross. Yeah. It's like, oh, he's not my type. It's like he's drowning.
I don't think so.
He's got an awful body. Gosh.
Aww.
Well, let's
okay. Let's watch Vin Diesel.
Let's watch
and
Vin
Michael,
Diesel.
Michael
yeah, and there's also that other guy. He was on the Lord of the Rings too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't. Sure. All right. That guy.
Okay. Here we go. Uh-oh. See, that's Vin Diesel right there. He's with the shaved.
More babies.
Yeah.
He's kissing a pregnant belly.
Pregnant belly. Yeah. Uh-oh.
I need you to wake up.
Oh, he's dreaming.
None of this is real.
You are in a trap.
Oh, it's a trap. That's what it was. He's like beating up. I don't know. See, that's a warlock, man. That's a guy.
No, he's a witch hunter.
Okay.
You mean the guy he's attacking?
Yeah.
Has made you the greatest soldier of the Axe and Cross.
Oh my god.
I need
Sorry.
You to take me to the dream world.
The dream world.
It's the only way.
It's like the only thing Michael Caine does know is like assists the superhero.
Yeah,
gets
yeah.
The superhero dress.
I've waited my entire life to help you.
He's older. Yeah.
Oh, it's Elijah Wood.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Aw.
Beyond good.
I guess
Elijah Wood will always be Huck Finn to me.
Really? He is Huck Finn. He is a perfect Huck Finn. It's great casting that time.
Yep.
I would have been better.
So lots of effects.
Yeah.
And so
there goes Michael Caine. So are they devils? I guess witches are devils.
Pay attention.
Witch Queen has returned to destroy humanity.
Oh boy.
Okay. Tiny piece of the plot.
Right. It's a pretty generic name.
I mean, like, we're not learning a whole lot.
No.
We're seeing that this is going to be a visual.
The Witch Queen has returned to destroy humanity.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So it's, I don't know. It's like a dream. There's Wait. Two worlds.
There's a dream world,
and then there's heaven.
There's fire, there's hurricanes,
yeah.
there's...
Oh, there's a hurricane? Yeah, there was a hurricane.
It was, yeah. Say, witch hunter. There's selfies. Oh, lame. Witch
hunter. Oh.
Shall we start?
He has a very rough voice. He has a very...
Yeah, yeah, he's got like, that voice going for him.
He's like, oh, no,
please dark. Like, share, and subscribe yes. is the end of that trailer. Wow.
Well, you know, trailers, they, you know, they got to you know, do what they got to
yeah,
do.
They need to subscribe, you know.
That's Witch Hunter. Come on, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah, yeah, that's all
like
I'm saying.
And subscribe, guys.
I could tell that you're not impressed by it, at least. You probably... yeah, I don't know.
Well...
I mean, I've seen many supernatural movies and everything, and this is one where I'm like, pass.
Yeah, right. Total pass. Like, well, I don't know anything about any of the characters, and from what I do know, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Like, even scary horror movies, I want to care about the people in them.
Right.
A tad.
Uh-huh.
Have something to root for, but if it's just like some dude talking in a deep voice while CGI goes crazy, I mean, right. you know, like yeah, CGI yeah. or whatever, yeah. that stuff is amazing and it's cool. And some people, like if you're going to see the artistry of that, great, right. but like that doesn't draw me to the movie.
Yeah, it's not, it's like a typical random plot. It's like, okay, he's the witch hunter and of course he's going to yeah. save the day. And it's like, you could tell whatever. It's all right. It's a, we've heard. But I'm just saying, yeah, it's like, to me, I think it would have been better if Elijah Wood was the witch hunter and Vin Diesel, I can't even talk to him. Vin Diesel was like his sidekick
right.
or maybe he
yeah,
took over.
He's an underdog.
Or something.
See,
yeah.
we like underdogs.
I would want an underdog because mm-hmm. Vin Diesel could say, you're the last witch hunter. Like if
and
he
he'd be
died.
Like, what?
If,
and he'd be a reluctant hero.
Yeah. Like if he, like he was like the, Vin Diesel was okay. The witch hunter. And
right.
then he got killed during the Men movie. And then Elijah Wood had to take over.
Had to take over.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're
yeah,
talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
I mean,
that
it's
would've been
a trope, but it is the works.
Yeah.
You want to root for that guy.
Yes.
Also like Elijah Wood. We only saw him for half a second in this video. He's
yeah.
still the most interesting character.
Right. And he's dressed up like a priest.
Yeah.
Like he had the
I know. I'm like, what's that priest doing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Tell
you're
me
pretty
more
young.
About
you're
this
a
guy.
Young priest guy. You know, yeah. what's going on? You and, what's, you don't, you know, watch out with the witches. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I do exorcisms, you do the witches.
Yeah, exactly.
They're kind of related.
They're kind of, yeah, that's
right?
the thing.
Evil. That's the whole thing.
And the witch
and
queen.
And the devil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Witch queen. Like, what's going on?
They kind of come up with a better name. I mean, Little Mermaid had a better, you know, witch
right.
name with the, than the witch queen. I mean, what was the name of the, what was the name of the witch, the witch and
oh, Ursula.
Ursula. Yeah, that's a perfect.
I thought, you know what? I thought you were comparing the description of witch queen to Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Like we just took the noun and added an adjective
yeah,
to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Or another noun to it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, enough. Yeah, I guess they are both lame names, but Little Mermaid is somehow better.
I like Little Mermaid in my
better
opinion.
Than Witch
yeah,
Queen.
Yeah. She's an underdog. Yeah, she's a little, you know, she's in the new world, you know, kind of getting her, it's like, you know, but I don't know. Yeah,
But Ursula is a good witch name,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, I agree.
And a great villain.
Yeah, great villain. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know who the Witch Queen in this movie. It could have been, I mean, Julia Roberts, maybe? I don't know.
Did we see who it was?
No, I don't
yeah,
think we
I
did.
Didn't think
no,
so, yeah.
It was basically a CGI witch.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Kind
yeah,
of
I
like
mean,
a,
sure. Cool CGI stuff. I guess that's... But when it gets to that level, it's just like, then I'm just going to see a cartoon almost.
Right, exactly. That's, that you know, and I always see that vibe. That's the thing. Like, there's a guy who broke it down. It's on... online, he broke it down to what's compared like good CGI because sometimes, and the thing is, when a movie's not good, the CGI everyone criticizes the CGI, but when the movie's really good, the CGI is not even like they didn't even factor
right.
in, even though there's a lot of CGI.
Yeah,
and but it's
like that with a lot of things.
Yeah,
like if you notice it, you're doing a bad job. You shouldn't notice it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. So that's what I'm saying. So no on Last Witch Hunter.
I'm gonna, not going to see
yeah,
it.
No. Even if it was free.
It would have to depend if it was like a group of my friends or somebody I know really wanted to see it. Like, and it's free. All right, I'll do it, but begrudgingly. I'll do it in a setting where it's like, we all better be able to laugh and poke each other
well,
and stuff
yeah.
throughout this movie. Or else, like,
Would you be scared if you saw the movie and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to admit it, but I loved it. I loved it. I can't deal with it.
Oh no, I'd admit it.
Really?
If it's a good, I mean, and maybe that trailer was just bad. Maybe it's really compelling and scary. I like scary movies when they're good.
Okay. Let's go. That's okay.
Am I getting too excited?
You are. I think you are. I'm kind of liking it, but I don't want you to, jump out of the, you know what I'm saying? I think the baby's listening to it.
Oh my goodness.
That's the scary movie thing. I don't know. That's a little weird. You're going to be like, I don't want her showing me scary movies.
No, well, 6 months old. His mom loved scary movies a lot. Right. Poor little Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. You're a good kid.
Yeah.
You're a good kid.
You're all right.
And now let's see. Let's kind of move on to the next one. Jim and the Holograms.
Okay, I'm excited.
Baby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to play you this. Let's see. It's kind of, starring Aubrey Peoples. I don't know who that was.
I don't know who that was.
I don't know who that is. Did she die?
No, yeah, I know.
Did she have her eyes glued? No, I don't think so. But
fatally.
Yeah, you never know.
That
could seep in the brain somehow. Who knows? But let's play Jim and the Holograms.
Okay.
Starring Juliette Lewis too. By the way.
Oh wow!
Yeah, she made a appearance. None of these things right here. But Juliette Lewis plays the manager, the evil manager or whatever like that, tries to change the group or something. So let's see here. All right. I think it's PG-13. I don't think it's R-rated.
Appropriate. Okay.
Yeah. What are you working on?
Well, I'm working on my greatest creation. I promise you'll see it when you're a little older. Okay?
Okay.
Why is this jumping all over in time? That was so weird.
Yeah. Have you ever wanted a secret identity?
No. It was an old video of her dad and her.
Sing one of your songs.
No, but did you see?
Uh-huh.
Wait, go back. Okay. Sorry.
That's fine.
The VHS.
Yeah.
It's like VHS footage. First it says 253... 254. It's jumping from 1999.
Oh yeah.
255. What? That was crazy, right?
I guess whoever did the editing didn't see the actual time of the VHS.
Because it was a sequential conversation.
Right.
What are you doing? I'm doing this. Blah blah blah. But the time was going like 252, 254, 249, right. 250. Okay.
Yeah.
That was frustrating.
Okay. All right. Wow. You see, you should be a good...
Numbers stand out to me. Go back. Start over, and I won't look at that.
If there's a number on screen,
I look at it first. It's weird.
No. It's all good.
Have you ever wanted a secret identity?
Come on, Jerica! No. Sing one of your songs.
How do I look? Oh, my God.
You're internet famous. That's like the second best thing to being actually famous.
Oh, I've seen this.
I'm Jem.
Uh-oh.
Jem, this is exactly the artist that Starlight
like,
has been looking
like
for.
She's kind of like a plain Jane kind of girl,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
you're going to be famous!
But she wants to be Jem. That's her secret.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, the internet sensation, Jem!
Oh, man.
Who is Jem?
Yeah.
I feel like fans of the cartoon are going to be sad.
There's some voices that are too special.
They
can't
pick. Yeah,
I
can see that. Molly Ringwald
headed towards the unknown.
Of course she is.
And
she'd have to be.
This is where it gets weird.
Yes, she belongs in this film. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Uh-oh. There it is. Synergy.
You said your dad's inventions didn't work.
Aw, he's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
Where you go from here, that's up to you.
Is this like a solo contract?
It's exciting.
He's trying to break up the band.
Most important.
Okay, so if I...
You look like you're having fun, but don't really have fun. Okay. Got it?
If I didn't know anything about the cartoon...
What's been going on?
Explain what? That you want to go solo?
They do not... They've not explained this, like, weird sci-fi element yet.
No. Doesn't exist.
You're under contract. The concert's going as planned.
Because in the cartoon, they had a sci-fi kind of thing in there.
Sorry.
Time with family, with the ones you love most. There's nothing more valuable.
More time.
Bring the first.
You're in the hardest thing possible. You need to trust the people you're closest to.
I have to fix this.
Oh, wow. Who's that wise?
Is that a guy or a
friend character? Yeah.
Future boyfriend.
In my heart, You'll always be my Jim.
So the little robot guy does nothing but project old footage of her father?
I guess, I think so. I don't know.
Or does her father, like, speaking through it?
Yeah, I think, in the cartoon, this is what happened. In the cartoon, Jem had her band, and they were just, like, these kind of plain Janes kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Synergy was this machine that created an illusion, like created their characters for them. Like they would go into this thing and all of a sudden they would dress into like the Jem character or something, I think it was.
Well, it's so like an alternate universe it was their phone booth.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Like it was one of those things where they would go like Superman. Yeah. They would go in there and they would become like this super group. But I think in the movie, the Synergy represents the dad, I guess, like, you know, because that's what in the cartoon, I guess that's what the dad created was a sin before he died.
Oh.
And so it helped her in her career, but I don't know what it's doing in this movie, really.
It's connecting her to her truth.
That's why.
And what's most important in life.
Wow. Did you write this screenplay? No, it was good. Imagine that was Gay's, like, that's my secret.
I did, actually. I was really excited.
Oh, really?
When you picked this trailer, I was like, oh, God, the buzz is out there. It's
going to
do great.
There we go.
It's trending.
Yes. Gem in a hologram.
Oh, man. God, I wish. I don't care how bad it is. Wish I'd written it.
Yeah.
That'd be a payday.
Yeah. Cha-ching. Right.
It looks cute.
Yeah. Like, it's
I'd
like
see
a kid's.
If I were, yeah.
If you're like a 10-year-old girl or a green boy, who knows? You know, whatever.
Right. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Female protagonists, men and young boys, you can go see things with female protagonists and it's okay and good.
Yeah,
okay. Hey, soapbox over.
Right. There we go. I used to see it because the same company that made the cartoon was also made Transformers G.I. Joe. So I thought, okay, it's the same kind of thing, but it was always
good
a
on
lot.
You.
Yeah.
Good
so
on
I
you.
Didn't have an issue watching the show.
It's the age old thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, whatever.
So for me, it wasn't like a big deal, but to me, it was I just like Synergy because it was kind of cool. Like, it was kind of like, if you ever seen the movie Iron Man, like the new ones, mm-hmm. he has like little robot that's kind of like almost like a pet kind of thing that helps him out.
I guess I haven't seen more recent ones. Sorry.
I like pet robots. I don't know why, but.
Sure.
Yeah, like I'm like, oh, right, they're smart enough, they could do whatever it is.
Wally was a very sweet robot.
Yeah, exactly. So
that
it was,
little guy reminded me of Wally.
Right, exactly. Wow. It was like, it was basically the same thing. So, but it projects dad's images, I guess. And I would be like, you know what? I would put that a robot. If I were me and that was kind of sad seeing my dad, I would be like, I think I'm going to put this robot in the closet. It's making me sad.
I would appreciate it because when it was projecting the footage, it no longer had the VHS time track. Therefore, it wasn't all insane.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Because it would distract you. It would have been like, what?
And that's the first thing you see in that trailer. Yeah. I have to say, I thought this was some weird sci-fi world of jumping around by like time travel by the minute.
Right. That would have been, you know what? That actually would have been cooler, I think. You know what I mean?
I got real tripped out. Like that.
That freaked you out.
That scared me more than the Witch Hunter trailer began. Right. Like those, those 3 seconds. I'm not even kidding. It created an anxiety within me that I can't
Do you
explain.
Freak out and like the Paranormal Activity, you know,
oh,
the camera.
Yes.
Yeah, because that has a lot of that. The film.
Oh, but
you know,
they're good about it, though. I mean, it goes sequentially in time.
Right.
This one, it was just like the disorder of the.
You just saw the thing.
Shaking me.
Yeah. If anybody, when you're listening to this, if you watch the trailer, I mean, it's odd because, Kate is right. You definitely see this, like, this time.
Yeah. Just watch the first 3 seconds.
Yeah, you're just going to be like, what?
And you'll be like, you're a nerd. No one would notice that. But then when you notice it, then you'll be like, oh.
Exactly.
Annoying.
That's what I didn't even notice it. I was just looking at the gem.
They were there. That's all I saw. Never mind. Let's go.
I don't know.
I'm your pet robot. I'm your pet robot.
Thank you.
I'm half robot.
Kate actually stands as an acronym for something. I have to think of one.
It does.
Right. But I don't know. And in the cartoon, like the girls had there was an evil band, like their rivals or something like that too. I don't remember. It's called the Misfits, I think it was called. But Jorge, do you remember this cartoon? Jem and the Holograms, you know, it's like kind of like G.I. Joe-ish, but they would have like, and I remember like the guy, like she had a boyfriend, Jem.
Can we do like 2 seconds of a Jem?
Yeah, let me see.
We can do it later.
No, that's fine. We'll find
Again,
now.
I've commandeered, I've taken over your.
Let me see. Let's get a Jem cartoon here. An official Jem and the Holograms cartoon.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
I'm glad it's official.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how about the theme? Do you want to see this theme? Or
okay.
You want
to see
Or here.
Is it one of those themes that kind of explains the premise?
I think so. Let me see.
Then that might be great.
Yeah. Here we go.
Rolling Stone gives Steve Jobs
brought
four
to you by
stars.
Steve Jobs.
It's written
and directed. Wait a second. You didn't say Steve Jobs was one of the trailers we were going to watch. Let's see.
I've done that already.
I think I listened to it.
Are you going to see Steve Jobs?
I'd like to see it, yeah.
Jeff Daniels.
I don't know. I'm not too sure about it.
Steve Jobs is a triumph.
I'm hoping people get nominated and get screeners.
Right. There we go. That's always the best time.
Yeah.
I hope Jam and the Holograms gets nominated. No. You don't think, Jorge?
It's going to get nominated for Best Screenwriting because it was written by yours truly. Here we go. Yeah, I remember this.
So that's a boyfriend.
Kissing.
She's a rapist. Yeah, those are the bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they come right up.
See, that's her. See, it's Synergy. Uh-huh. See, that was Synergy right there.
Fascinating.
See, Synergy would create, like, it would, like, yeah, you perfectly said it. It was her phone booth, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For her and the holograms, and they would change it and get into that thing.
Yeah.
And she would hide it from her boyfriend. Or like her boyfriend.
Did she have to? Did no one know she was Jem when she was the other
like outside? I don't think everybody knew it was Jem.
What's her name? Outside?
I don't remember. I mean, maybe it was like something. It was like someone almost close to it, really. I think. But her boyfriend, like Jemmy. You know what I mean? Like it's like
Gemma. Are you Jem? No way.
No, I'm a plain Jane here. Yeah. You know? Look at me. I'm wearing a long dress. I want to be.
She wasn't even though.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Jem, plain like, Janes. And to me, the I don't know, like as a kid, I would be like, look at him like, I want to see more of the Misfits. I don't know. They seem bad, but I want to make it seem why they're bad. You know?
They were bad because they were, I'm going to say this, not to get on another soapbox, but they were bad because they were mildly thicker, like the thighs were maybe a half a quarter thicker than the gems and so the holograms.
Yeah.
And they had dark hair.
Right.
And
someone was a blonde.
And their tune was minor. It was a minor key song.
Oh, right. It was very evil. It was very
and that's
dark.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's from my 2 seconds of this trailer. You know more than I do.
I just remember as a kid. I used to watch also She-Ra.
I watched She-Ra.
She-Ra, and I used to watch He-Man, and because it was the same world.
Yeah.
They knew each other, so it was kind of. It was cool when I would be like, "Oh shit, He-Man's going to be on this episode of She-Ra." Like, that's fucking crazy.
We all loved that.
You know?
I love it. Yeah.
But that would blow my mind. And then now, don't bite your nails. Okay. But to me, I like the villains in. I like Skeletor, but I like the other villains in She-Ra than compared to the He-Man villains.
Yeah. Okay.
I would buy the She-Ra villains. Like I would, you know, when I would be like, oh, can I,
oh,
you know,
that's
like that.
So cool. You're ahead of your time.
I was ahead of my time. See, I was very,
it was like you being a girl toy.
Yeah. And I'd be like, I'm like, screw you, man.
Yeah. These are better villains.
Yeah. Oh man. I used to have even the cats and everything. Oh man, it's good times. Yeah, they don't do cartoons anymore. You know what? They don't do Saturday morning cartoons. Nothing.
Oh, they don't do Saturday morning cartoons. Like that was a recently ended thing.
Yeah,
like I lived in LA and they still did them.
They still did it now anymore. But they just said
they're not allowed a long time.
You're not allowed to watch it. What'd you say?
I said, but I've been in LA a long time, but I just said it real low and gravelly.
Oh, don't worry.
Okay. That's anyway.
All right. But
I don't know.
I'm just saying, are you going to... You're probably not going to see it.
I don't know. I'm not going to go out and see it, but if I'm babysitting and a kid's watching it, I'll sit down and check it out.
Yeah?
What?
If it gets nominated.
When my film gets... I'm going to be at the premiere, dude.
I think the premiere already happened, but I think Juliette Lewis might... be catching. Yeah. I'm just saying.
If it does get nominated and I do get that screener, I will watch it because I take my voting very seriously.
Really?
I do. I do. I watch everything.
Is Michael Caine, you're like, Michael Caine didn't do it this time, right? What's one actor where you're like, or one actress or whatever, where you're so like, they're the best right there and they didn't win? You know, has that ever happened?
Oh, well, yes, but I'd have to think about it. I don't have it. There aren't any such huge upsets that have stood out to me.
Who won? I didn't really see the Academy Awards. Like, didn't the guy who plays Stephen Hawking win the Academy Award?
Yeah, I was glad he won.
Really? Because who was the other?
I forget. There was somebody wanted to win, but I thought he did a lovely job.
Michael Keaton, I think, thought he was going to win. Because he saw him take the thing out of the speech that he had, and he was like, oh, well, put this right back.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Really? Yeah.
I thought Eddie Redmayne did a good job, but you're right. That was sad. I don't know. Awards are so crazy. I watch them, like, in the background, but when I say I take my voting very seriously, it's just that, like, I feel like a SAG member.
I need to respectfully
if they send me the screeners, if they don't send me a screener, like, that person's like, shit out of luck. They do that sometimes. There'll be, like, five women nominated and only, like, three of their films will care enough to send the screeners out.
Come on.
Anyway, but I don't, like, care that much who wins. Yeah.
You won awards, right, for acting?
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah.
I saw that in your bio. She's won a lot of stuff here.
No, a couple things.
Okay, there we go.
I don't like this part of things.
I've been
in award ceremonies and walked up on stage. It's a cool feeling. It's a bizarre feeling. You leave your body. I've left my body for a minute, and then I like panicked and said like three sentences and ran off stage as fast as I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then I regretted that.
See, I think if I ever win the Oscar.
Yes.
Which one day, you never know.
Yeah.
I believe in you. I would be like, I'll still be living in my apartment, and I'll be like, yeah, I'll put it right over here, you know, right by this lamp.
Yeah.
And be like, all right. People are like, why don't you put, and I'm like,
I don't know.
I don't know where you would put something like that.
The things I want were just stupid. They're theater. Stuff in LA, and I didn't want to put them out, and like people made me have them out, and so they're out, and it's like I still have mixed feelings about it on a daily basis.
Oh, really?
On the one hand, it's like, yeah, okay, I have to, yeah, but on the other hand, it's like, I feel gross with that out there, right?
It's a little, sometimes it's you know, sometimes it's fine to be proud, but then sometimes you know, when you look at it, you're like, well, like, I know I won, that or something.
I don't need everyone to know. But also, then it becomes like you need it when you're, like, depressed in this tough industry. Like, hey, I did okay once. But then on the other hand, it's also like, that was a while ago.
Yeah, it's like,
what is happening now? That was, like, 20.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Exactly. Like, Warren Beatty's like, wow, I haven't won in these since the 80s.
Well, he's doing okay, though.
Okay, so okay.
I mean, he's up there. I should still be doing things.
Yeah, no, you're right there. People have been on my show, you know, and they've done a lot of good stuff. They've been on Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
They're on Walking Dead. Trust me, and you know that's because of me. No, just kidding.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. So
I'm in good company, also like, come on, I should have better credits for you to tout.
No.
Okay, please. All right. This took a weird turn. What's the last trailer?
Oh, Supergirl is the TV series.
This will be my next award.
Right here.
Supergirl reboot.
No, let's see. Right here. So you know the Supergirl, right? The story.
Sure, yeah,
she's Superman's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
She's had the same predicament, you know. And but yet, she was named Girl. I don't know. You know, he was Superman.
Right? Yep.
Only Wonder Woman had that thing. You know what I mean?
And the Invisible Woman was the Invisible Girl for a long time. Like, she was the Invisible Girl first,
like that,
and she used to have to take her clothes off to become invisible.
A little weird.
And then at one point, they were like, okay, I guess she can have an invisible suit, and I guess we'll call her a woman.
It's like, all right. The invisible part was probably the best for, like, the cartoonists or whatever. They're like, oh, all I have to do is a couple dots.
Right, for the cartoonists, and also for the fact that, like, the one power that the one woman in the group had was to become invisible.
Yeah, to sneak around. You know what I mean? Like, really? Like, I mean, yeah, it's like, I mean,
just like, oh, like, yeah.
In the Fantastic Four, the Marvel, I think there was an I wouldn't say an episode, but I think there was an issue where I think they switched powers or something like that. That might have been maybe. I could be wrong. I'm not a. I'm a geek, but not like hardcore.
Right.
Yeah,
like not if categorizing I categorizing.
Yeah, like I would go to Comic Con. Yeah, like I would go to Comic Con, but I don't think I would dress up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I would be like, okay.
Have you been?
No, I've never been.
Oh my gosh, you know? I've been. It's fun.
Oh, see, another accomplishment. See, very good.
I don't know that it's an accomplishment. Yes. I'm just, I only said it like that because I am not a comic book person at all. So I am not someone that you would think would have gone to Comic-Con.
Right. No,
and
yeah.
As a non-comic book person, I can still say it is a good time.
It's a good time, right?
Yeah. You see, it's fun. There's people watching. There's panels. There's a lot of people watching.
Are there any comic books? There's no comic books.
There are comic books. It's like in a faraway hall.
it's like
way over there.
Yeah. It's a little. It's a little
weird.
People
get upset about that,
but. Yeah, it's. I don't know. It's one of those things. But oh well.
It's a fun event. At any rate.
Well, let's play Supergirl.
Okay.
This is a TV show. This is not a movie.
Right.
Okay. And this is a trailer. I think. I don't know. These are.
I think I saw this when it first came out because people were comparing it to an SNL sketch.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
But let's watch it.
Let's see here. I'm just trying to see. Okay. Here, I'll play a trailer. These TV trailers are always difficult because. You never really can tell.
24 years ago, my planet, Krypton, was in serious peril.
24 years old.
Okay.
My cousin, Kal-El, was sent to a planet called Earth for his own safety and protection. You may know his story. The story you don't know is that I was sent to protect him.
She was older.
You will do extraordinary things.
She's like almost older.
I love you, Kara.
That's her mom or something. Oh, she's older.
Yeah, but she comes in there as a young girl.
Oh, weird.
Shockwave knocked my pawn into the Phantom Zone, where time doesn't pass. I slept there for 24 years.
Sorry. That makes
sense. I feel like I'm not living up to my potential. Sure.
So she's not 24. She's like 30.
It's not that I don't see your frown. It's just that I don't care enough to ask why it's there.
Pretty sure it's there.
Mayday, mayday, we're going down.
Where's she prepared? Does she have a step in?
It's incredible!
I still can't believe I did it.
What were you thinking?
Everyone will know about you and you can't take that back.
I don't want to.
Oh, she saved like
a friend. Oh my god. Yeah. You're her.
Like welcome to the DEO. Agent Danvers and her sister from another planet.
We protect Earth from extraterrestrial invasion.
Just because you wear that symbol on your chest doesn't mean you're him.
She's getting compared to him all the time.
Kara, this is why you were sent
that
here.
Thing of, like,
I believe that. You have to believe it, too.
Do you have eyes on the target?
Well, just
I got him. Supergirl? We can't name her that. Shouldn't she be called Super... Woman?
Where's the answer to that? Yeah.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore.
So, okay, so that trailer, I think that they heard the outcry about the other trailer and redid it a lot.
Really?
Because this one didn't have her as a civilian.
Right.
Hardly at all.
Yeah.
And there was like in the one shot of her as a civilian, she was walking up all clumsily and clumsy.
Right.
Because it was the romantic comedy trope of
exactly.
Like, oh, I'm such a clumsy idiot. Aren't I adorable?
Right. It's almost like Ugly Betty in a way. Like she's like Ugly Betty or something in a way. Like in
well,
the
she's
day.
Supposed to be, but she's like,
of course,
beautiful.
Yeah,
thin,
yeah.
Perfect
all she's
person.
Just doing. Yeah, all she's just doing is wearing glasses.
Yeah.
It's like when you saw Clark Kent, you would like when I used to watch Superman, the old movies with the Christopher Reeve. I'm like, even with glasses, I mean, he's a pretty good looking guy. So I'm like, I'm
not buying it.
Yeah,
you're right. I guess that's true. That's where that goes to the other side.
Like Lois Lane is like, oh yeah. She's like, oh, what a joke for Christopher Reeve is, and then of course you know, and then all it is, the only thing it is just taking off the glasses, and then all of a sudden he's Superman, and I'm like, that's it.
So is she not hiding? That looked like she does not.
I guess what she has friends that know who she is, or something.
Is she also working as a journalist? Is that what
I think she works in the media, which her cousin also does.
Okay, because she's walking up to Calista Flockhart and being all like, we can't name her Supergirl, and she's not talking about herself.
So there's that's the thing. Whoever created Supergirl, said, like, you know what, we're just going to do the same thing and
yeah,
just have a good
totally.
You know,
like, just, hey, there's like 50% of the market we're not banking on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see what happens.
Because I know, you know, that girls love, you know, the action pack, you know, or something like that.
Well, they might. I mean, there are some, but, you know, it's more just like, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know what they might have been thinking.
I don't know.
I think, still feel like, I don't know.
Because you would think Wonder Woman was kind of weird because she had the invisible plane. Remember that? Like,
I do.
And I'm like, that's kind of creepy. You know, like everybody could see underneath her dress in a way, kind of in a way. You know what I mean? Like if she's flying, a plane, then you could kind of see the whole plane. You're basically seeing her butt.
Right.
So, and I'm like, well, why doesn't
crotch
it?
Shot.
Yeah. And I go, well, why is her plane invisible? You know, like what's the point? You know,
who knows?
So basically see her.
So she's not invisible when she's in the plane?
I don't think so. Maybe that's, not. Yeah.
What?
So
that maybe, makes no sense.
So it's basically hers in a seat, an invisible seat in the air instead of flying, you know, instead of like Superman flying.
What advantage is there in that at all?
Are you sure?
That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
They did not think that through.
And she had the rope of just
truth,
right? Yeah.
Maybe justice. I don't know.
No, it was truth. Yeah. Because when she would lasso the crook, they would admit the crime.
Yeah, they admit like, the truth, right.
So I'm like, I don't think that's going to go in court because if they didn't even do a lie detector, I mean, what's the rope of truth?
Well, I think the rope of truth would be better than a lie detector.
Really?
Those things are not that reliable.
Really? You think Mari Povich should get the rope of truth?
Yeah, big time. I am very pro-capital punishment.
I if Mari Povich or the producers are like, let's get the rope of truth or something like that, you know, like just to mock it up or whatever, that would be like...
Oh, I totally thought you meant like the rope.
Oh,
I thought you meant like he should be hung. I'm an idiot. I don't know where my brain just went. I'm like, yeah, let's hang the producers. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, let's hang them. No.
Sorry.
No, that's
whoops.
Fine. That could do that too. That'd be imagine. There we go. You could show capital. Get China to do that in TV. They show their capital punishment.
Oh gosh, how awful!
Yeah, they have this huge stadium.
But that's like that used to be the thing. It was like gather around for the daily execution.
Right.
That back was in, an activity. Yeah.
The executioner and.
Come see a stoning. Come see a beheading.
Yeah,
come
wouldn't
see
that
a
be
hanging.
Weird? Like I would be
come
like, I just ate. I'm like, I don't know if I'm.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I
unless,
mean,
the, unless
yeah.
like, maybe if I didn't like the guy, maybe the guy, I'd be like, okay, I just want to see maybe if he did die.
But
even then,
yeah,
it's like,
people got excited.
Yeah, you know, it's it still happens around the world. Like when there's you know, like you'll see sometimes people. A thief. It's always like a thief and then like mob justice and they're just like
right.
hung up and like beaten and it's like, okay, the guy just stole a bike.
That was
it. It's like, it's a little weird, you know?
Yep.
That's where we need Superman to just be like, okay, people, let's just calm down.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you think, I think Superman.
Or Supergirl. Or super, fly in and be like, let's all calm down. And then they'll be like, you're a woman. Get over there so we can mutilate your vagina.
Yeah. And,
then you can talk.
I don't think Superman would be like, you know what? I'm never going back to that country. Yeah, Superman, that's all yours.
Yeah, that is absolutely all yours. I really tried.
Dealing with that. Like,
if you get things under control, I'll come drive a car through the streets and let them know they don't have to panic.
I think Superman would be like, you know what? Korea, I don't think I want to go there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no.
They got to, though. They have to step in and be a hero where it's needed.
It's a little too much. I think Superman needs a vacation. That's why the Justice League of America happened. That's my theory. I don't know. I always felt that the Justice League of America, and I don't know if you, that's my, my theory is.
I guess I don't know. Much.
I don't know if this is true or not, but my theory is that they just created a league of superheroes so that Superman needed time off and they needed to hook everybody up. And
it would make sense.
The same.
I would do. Everybody I'd be like, you share the workload a little bit. Like, you guys got this.
I'm like, guys, I can't handle this.
Gonna take a trip down to that cave or wherever he goes.
the in the Arctic or whatever.
I want to be there.
The Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah, thank you. I'll send you a postcard.
It's okay.
You guys,
can you imagine if that was his, I'm like, what?
I know. It's funny.
Hawaii or something. It's like, you picked the most coldest spot. I'm like, okay, I get it. It's
but
a solitude.
He doesn't get cold, right? I don't know. It doesn't seem like Superman should get cold, right?
No, I guess not.
Doesn't he thrive on the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets enough sun. It's like he's a vacation. I don't know. I'm spewing. Comic book fans are going to be irate.
I think so. Well, you know what? I think this, you know, we've dealt with a lot. We found out about.
I will maybe watch this.
Okay.
Was that the question? Not regularly.
But you check it out.
I may check out an episode.
I might check it out just to kind of give it a push, maybe. See what happens.
You should support it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll try.
I wonder, maybe, hopefully Superman will make an appearance. You never know. Just saying. You know, because like I said, I got excited when He-Man would make an appearance at She-Ra. And I'd be they got to boost the ratings. Okay. They got to boost the ratings. Yeah. So I'm just saying, you know.
Get Dean Cain out of retirement and fly him. Wow, the quintessential Superman.
He's a little older. I'd be like, well, do you have to go to the Phantom Zone, Superman?
That's maybe the only Superman series I ever got into.
Yeah, wow.
I was a fan.
Lois and Clark.
Adventures of Superman.
It's like they just said, someone just said, why don't we do a Superman TV show, but minus the Superman? Just a lot of Lois and Clark trying to figure it out, okay?
He was Superman sometimes. I don't know. I enjoyed the show.
Yeah, so, all right. Someone's a Dean Cain fan.
I don't know. It was a kid who was on. Okay.
Well, Kate.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing this show right there. And where can we find you? You're on online and...
Yeah. I'm online.
On Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
And Instagram. Are you on Instagram?
I'm not.
I can't
handle another.
Really?
Like, I'm on Facebook too often and Twitter enough.
Right.
And other things online that I'm just like, why you guys want to make me sign up for
Instagram? That's what I thought. And, you know, once you're on Instagram, you kind of get hooked. I'm just saying.
Sure. I have no doubt. That's happened on all the... I held out on Facebook forever. Yeah. I held out on Twitter. But anyway, I'm on there now.
Right. Hey, really? And you have your website?
Have a website.
It's a Kate Huffman.
.com.
Yeah, you got Kate Huffman. No one got Kate Huffman.
Yeah, I nailed it. Right. Scooped it up. There are other Kate Huffmans out there.
Yeah, you got the thing.
They got to add another word.
Yeah.
KateHuffmanPhotography.com or something.
That's a big word there. It's like almost like optiology, whatever the thing is.
Ophthalmology.
All right.
They got to get Kate Huffman's Sanjay Gupta's practice. It wasn't Sanjay, though. It was Pankaj.
Pankaj, whatever. Yeah, it's close. It's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's close
enough
right there. Thanks. Thank you, Jorge. Thanks for sitting in, of course. And check out Kate. She's a great improv writer. That's why I saw her. We did a show or so. And she's won many awards. All right. Let's go right there. And please, everybody, come to your senses.
Yeah.
You have received this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.